Man, it's good to see y'all today. I want to tell y'all, God is still in love with you like He was last week. Even though you may have not stayed on track, I want you to know that God stayed on track. And I want us to begin to get a perspective. I'm going to give you a dialogue today. Go to Ephesians first chapter. And I want you to understand something that's crucial. Now, this is fundamental, okay? Y'all know what I mean by fundamental? If you don't get this, you can't understand the rest. Okay? God is in charge. God is God and we're not God. That's fundamental in starting to walk in faith. Jesus is the way. And His way is better than my way. That's fundamental. And here's what I'm going to go over this again, because guess what? Some of y'all are going to try this and it's not going to work. You're not going to save yourself. I'm not going to save you. Nobody else is going to save you. You must come to the understanding. Is Jesus Christ who He says He is, or is He not? That's the difference in faith or not faith. All right. Now, here's what we believe, because the Bible teaches it. God's got a plan. And His plan is that everyone in this room, this is God's plan, it's His desire. This is God's desire. Let me give you God's desire. His desire, I can speak absolutely, authoritatively on. God desires you to be saved. That He says that. He said, my desire is that none would perish. How many of y'all are glad to worship a God that does not want you to go to hell? Now, I want you young folk to listen to me, because I know y'all are growing up in Barney Land. And we're going to get it straight. Okay, we're going to get it straight, because I don't want any of you to be deceived. And guess what? Some of y'all are going to end up going to hell being good. That is going to mess you up. You end up going to hell being good. Is that not crazy? Because guess what you think? You can save yourself. I don't care how many other religions Oprah pours into Yankee Stadium. And how long they hold hands and sing Kumbaya, it is not going to change what God said. Because let me tell you what, God ain't impressed with Oprah. God don't look down on Oprah and go, oh, really? I didn't know that. He ain't impressed with Dr. Phil. He ain't impressed with the news media. He's not impressed with what we do. Now, I'm going to show you this. Some of you are in your Bible. That's a good place to be. But check this out. You ready? Where in the Bible, some of you have read it a bunch, is there a verse in there anywhere where God says, come and press me? There's no way. Elizabeth, you ever found a verse in there where it said, come and press me, says the Lord? Me either. But I have heard this, honor me, follow me, obey me, trust me, have faith in me. Are there any verses in there that say all that stuff? Absolutely. Because you know what God knows? He's got a plan that's better than the one you're thinking about. How many of y'all are that far along? And here's the good news. You just watched three baptisms. You were witness to a great miracle. That God would change a human life. Did I tell you that He desires to save you? So much that He's chosen you to be with Him. Now you got to understand this. God's got a plan. So I want you to get this rhythm today. This is not a long sermon today. Some of you are going, yeah, right. We've heard that before. It's not a long sermon, but it's one that will change you forever if you listen to it. Here's what I want you to know. I can be shook up in Jesus, but never shooken loose. I can be shook up as a follower of Christ. There's no doubt. Crazy things can happen in our lives, but I cannot be shook loose. Anybody praise God about that? God's plan is going to win in the end. So here's the message. Quit listening to the news so much that you can't hear the news. You following me there? A little play on words. We tend to listen to the news. We got more Chicken Little reporters right now out there than I've ever heard in my life. I've never heard so many Chicken Little reporters. You know, this is happening, that's happening. They don't like this guy, don't like that guy. Da 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 da. Here's what I want you to know. I already know we can't fix our problems. But I know who can. And so, man, where's the voice of the church? We got a God who's got a plan, and God's plan is going to win no matter what, because guess what? We might get shook up, but we won't get shook loose. Anybody live in that? Anybody live in that? So here's what this means. About five of you. That's okay. Last time it was only 12. One of them got cut, and 11 was enough to get it here. 11 was enough to get in here. See, this fries, we Americans, this fries us that God is not into democracy. God doesn't need 51% to get it going. He just needs the truth. You see, the truth will prevail even in a minority. My opinion, if you look at Dr. King, you see that his message prevailed. You see that Malcolm X's message died. Why? King was truth, X was racism. Racism doesn't prevail no matter what color it is. Truth does. What did King preach? Anybody know what King preached? Oh, by the way, King was not a universalist. He was a follower of Jesus. He was a Christian. He was marked by the blood of who? Jesus. He wasn't a let's all skate religious guy. He was marked by the blood of Jesus. And by the blood of Jesus, things change. God's got a plan. Now let's look at Ephesians. You ready? Chapter 1, verse 11a. Here's what it says. In Him. How many of y'all glad to be in Him? In Him. Somebody talk to me today. We're in Him. In Him. Now hold on. In Him all things come possible. Now note what happened here. You just saw Zach and Jennifer and Justin give testimony to in Him. Some of you today, you need to get in Him because He wants you in Him. In Him we are chosen, having been predestined. We are predestined. Watch this. Here's what this means. The cross was not a surprise. God had a plan of grace the moment He had a plan for creation. Now hold on. Anybody glad to know God's got a plan? Amen. Now watch. God didn't do this from God's perspective. He didn't see those trade towers come tumbling down and go like this. Oh no. What do I do next? That didn't shake God. God is God no matter what. You got to get to that kind of God. How many of y'all are glad to have a God? No, you follow a God. That God is God no matter what. Now hold on, Doc. I can be shaken, but I cannot be shook loose. Now how many of y'all need to start living with that kind of attitude? They're going to get Garrett. Let me tell you what. One day you're probably going to get married. You think? Maybe. Let me tell you what. You're going to be shaken. Ain't no way from you get married. You're going to be shaken. You're going to wake one up one day. You're going to wake up and say, why did I do this? This is the dumbest thing I've ever done. So you're going to be shook, but not turn loose. That's real. I mean, I can sit here and preach to y'all a bubblegum gospel. Some of y'all would like it. You know, if I threw my hair back, got my goatee off and just kind of told you that if you followed Jesus, the magic wand of peaceful life was going to follow you. The problem with that is that's not in the Bible. Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus have a life that was shook up? You get thrown out of the temple. People threw Jesus out of places. Yeah. He got thrown out of his own hometown, you remember? Right after Sunday dinner, they was having Sunday dinner after synagogue. And, you know, Jesus had opened the scroll, and then Jesus opens his big mouth and he tells all the hometown folks this. He goes, hey, I'm the Messiah. And they go, cool, let's kill you. And Jesus says, Jesus must have had some moves now. Jesus must have had some skills because it says he slipped out of the crowd. Do you know what that indicates to me, Chad? Jesus has some moves. Dude has some moves. He could cut. And he got out of the crowd because his time had not yet what? Come. Because he was God's plan. Now watch. God chose Jesus, and God chose you in Jesus. In Him you are chosen, having been predestined according to what? The plan of Him who works out everything. I wanted to give you some good news today, because the Scripture is full of good news. You and I worship a God that works out everything. You say, well, how come, Pastor Steve, I'm not seeing it in my life? Let me ask you a question. Are you allowing God to work, or are you interrupting His work? Huh? Let me give you some hope, though. Even if you're interrupting His work, His plan eventually comes out. So you can either step into it, or you can delay it, but you're going to end up where God wants you to be. Oh, I praise Him for that. In spite of who I am, I'm going to end up in heaven. Now! 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 You see the power that's in the church. You say, well, where's this church been? This church of power has always been here, but it gets distracted with other plans. And the devil's got one mission: to keep feeding the Church of Jesus Christ some things to distract it. Because the devil knows if we ever get in his plan, his deception is done. Amen? See, here's what's cool today. You saw Jennifer, and you saw Zach, and you saw Justin. You see, they got in God's plan, so the devil's off. See, His plan. God works out everything according to what? Him. The conformity of His will. Put that part up there on the screen. He works out everything to the conformity. Look at this. Works out everything. Next part. In conformity with the purpose of His what? Now, let me help you with something, because this is where everybody gets shook. Will God allow you to feel bad? Y'all don't know. What about this section? Yes. Okay, cool. All right. So don't get all beefed up. I hear people all the time, well, I'm just man of God. I feel bad. How many of y'all have ever just awakened one morning and you felt bad because you felt bad because you just wanted to feel bad? I don't get up pleasant. How many of y'all get up pleasant? How many of y'all just get up and the world's wonderful? Dale McCubbin. One out of several thousand people here today. What? One, huh? How many of y'all get up wonderful? I don't. I get up grumpy. Elizabeth, she gets up like a little cheerleader. And bounds out of bed no matter what time. 5 o'clock in the morning. Let's take on the day. Go, 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 go. I'm going, shut up. Lay down. There is nothing that good happening at 5 o'clock in the morning. Huh? I wanted to spread my distressing wares at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. 5 o'clock in the morning, I don't even want to... Hey, y'all better be glad I wasn't Jesus. I'm going to tell you one thing. We'd have never had a sunrise service, that's for sure. If I was Jesus, I've been coming out 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What's up, guys? Let's go have dinner. Wouldn't have been no breakfast. Let's go on. We'll chill out here until evening. Watch. It's conformity to His will. We will be shaped to God's will. So young people, here's what I'm going to teach you guys. Right off the bat, listen, you're going to learn this. The sooner you listen to Him, the greater life you'll have. The longer you resist Him, the more scars you will collect. Now, you can go to heaven with scars, but you don't have to have them. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't have to have them. How many of y'all realize you don't have to have all those scars? But there will be painful moments in life. Don't let it shake you. It might shake you up, but it won't shake you what? Loose. Why? Because even when I'm getting shook up, that could be the will of God. Now, let's hit a biggie. People die. How many of y'all found that out? People die. Okay, why do we get so wigged out when people die? I get asked that question all the time. Pastor, why did my loved one die? Number one reason, they're human. And humans get cancer, and they get heart disease, and they make wrong turns on the road, and they ride motorcycles and hit grills, and they flip off of things, and machinery falls on them, and we get around chemicals that aren't good for us, and we die. God knew that. That's why He sent His Son to die on a cross, who has risen from a grave, so that when we die, we shall live. God knew it was going to happen, and He sent His plan to us. But guess what we think? We think right now is not so. What is yet to come. Now take that to school in the morning. Wait a minute. What is yet to what? Come. How many of y'all know greater things are yet to be seen? No, come on. How many of y'all live that way? Greater things are yet to be seen. See, you need to embrace that in your life. Quit looking at where you are because God's taking you to heaven. Oh, is anybody hearing what I'm saying today? I mean, this is where I am, but God is taking me somewhere. You see, we forget that. We forget that. We like to look at the score. We like to look at the immediate. God's going to work it out. And church, here's what I'm calling for. We need a church that trusts God. Now, let's really talk. Some of y'all are studying history well. If you really want to know what we lack in this nation, is a church that trusts God. We've sinned against God. Here's the problem. We've turned our responsibility over to the government. Ain't God's, it ain't the government's responsibility to feed the poor. God asked the church to do that. Because God knew government ripped people off. He's seen governments from centuries. What's God seen governments do? Remember, He saw all the great Caesars. Don't you think old Caesar was prancing around in his day? You know, old Caesar wearing his Caesar outfit. He had his Caesar chariot. He had his Caesar cell phone sundial. He was there. Watch this. Where's the Caesar now? Yeah. Don't you know if you looked at Jesus and you looked at the Caesar back in that moment of time, who looked more powerful? Caesar. He was blinging. And Jesus was dying. But on the third day, whose plan was better? See, on the third day, Michael Stewart, what happened to Caesar on the third day after his death? Still dead. Boy was dead. He stinketh. What about Jesus on the third day of His death? Somebody tell me, where was He on the third day of His death? Hold on. He was in the conformity of God working out everything for His glory. See, I don't know about y'all, but I like listening to people that rise from the dead. Huh? Like, don't listen to me. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Because guess what? They're going to bury me. 3 days later, guess what? Dead. Stinking. Don't get me up and put me in your house. I'll mess it up. Hold on. But Jesus, you put Him in the house. He's alive. He's living. God worked out everything according to the plan. Now listen. I want you to know today, more than anything, God will work the plans out to His purpose. Why? God desires us to be an identification. Can you grab this? Well, who are we as God's people? We're an identification of God's reality. You and I are an identification of God's reality. Write that down, honey. That only came live in this service. That's good. Shane, I didn't get that till right now. Think about that, Gary. You go to Western Kentucky University, you got the hair all sticking up on your head. You walking down a sidewalk doing God's plan. You are an identification of God's purpose. Let me ask you a question. Why does God leave us here? Y'all ever ask that question? God, why am I here? Since You saved me, why can't we just zen on up to heaven and get this whole earth thing over with? Any of y'all ever had that thought? Other than me? I mean, I've had that thought before. I'm like, God, come on, man. You saved me. Let's go ahead and go to heaven. What do I need to be down here on earth? They charging too much down here. Take me on. Hold on, but I got a purpose. And the purpose is so that others might know the glory of God. How selfish can we be? Once we're all right, when we're truly all right, we ought to want somebody else to go with us. Now, I am going to ask you to do something this fall. If you are saved, you're part of God's purpose. You're conforming to God's plan, all right? You are part of God's glory. I'm going to ask you to invite somebody to go with you. You know, well, Pastor Steve, you're always talking about that. Yeah, I'm serious. There's a real hell. I know you all don't think there's a hell. I know you all don't think there's a hell. You know why? We're Americans. We don't get in trouble for nothing. And some of y'all, like me, you got in trouble when you were young. You had to go pick up some, you know, beer cans on the side of the road. That ain't going to be the day of judgment. God on the day of judgment is not going to say you got 20 community service hours. God's not going to put a little bracelet on your ankle and say, we're going to set you over here for a while until you learn to straighten up. There will be an eternal hell, and God desires that nobody go there. And you just say, well, why is there a hell? Because if God's got a plan, guess what? When God has a plan, there'll always be somebody who won't step out of it. You know how you get out of God's plan? Think you're God. Now, that sounds harsh, doesn't it? Like, well, I would never think I'm God. Really? Well, how many times do we tell God what we need? Like he doesn't know. How many times do we tell God what he needs to do? Like he doesn't know. Really, if you want to grow faithfully, learn to listen. Because here's what God will tell you. I got a plan and I'm working it out in you because my plan, even though not seen, is. Somebody needs to hold on to that. Even though you cannot see my plan, it is. It is happening. Why? Because in all things, I work out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will in order that we who were first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. You have been designed to illustrate God's glory. Wow. You want to see God's glory? You want to see it? Do you? Really? Yes. There it is. Elizabeth, you want to see God's glory? Just reading the scripture. No, hold on. No, see, you don't believe it. Chase, stand up. There's God's glory. There's God's glory. See, that's what I'm saying. Larry, stand up. I just want to see. You. Look, you can even be old and have a grandchild and still be a part of God's glory. Isn't that cool, Larry? No, I want you all to really get this. We're a part of God's glory. Hold on. How would we treat each other if we believed that? Uh-oh. Don, that changes everything, doesn't it? So wait a minute. I'm not just part of a brother and sister. Wait a minute. You are part of God's glory. You are part of God's illustration to this world. That's pretty cool. So some of y'all married God's glory. Dave, you are married to God's glory. No, she got you. I know what happened. Remember, I was there on the front end of that arrangement, right? And she said, well, we're going to stay there. How many of y'all found this in marriage? It can be shaken, but not shook loose. Yeah, because it's a covenant. God's got a covenant of grace with you. Shaken, but not what? Shook loose. I'm not going to quit. Because his plan won't quit. It's not because I'm tough. It's because God's forever. Look at here. I got to finish up. We got to go to the house. You ready? You ready? Look at here. Some of y'all fixing to get saved right here. Don't let it scare you. It's good for forever. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his what? Glory. Is that not cool or what? Thomas, I got it right, didn't I? Thomas, that's a guarantee. You say, well, I don't understand it. Doesn't change it. How many of y'all are glad to know that our misunderstanding does not change God's destiny? Now, it humbles us, doesn't it? We go, well, wait, how many of y'all are getting ready to go this? Well, that's not fair. This fries our little minds right now. God's not concerned about fair. You are. God's not concerned about your rights. You don't want God to get on that right business. Because if God held up his sign, if God held up his sign, your right is to die and go to hell. That's the right you deserve. That's the right I deserve. How many of y'all want God to be fair? All you fair people. Well, God needs to be fair. I'm glad God's not fair. It would have been a short Bible. Adam and Eve wandered through the garden naked. Eve ate the fruit. Adam, dumb enough, ate it right there with her. The end. The one-page Bible. Naked and dead. It's a story that continues to replay over and over again. True? How many of y'all know people that got in trouble? Because they do what has been forbidden. Yeah. But here's the great story. It didn't end there. God said, I have a plan that is beyond your mistake. I have a plan that's greater than the fall. And the plan is grace. There's a tree of life and there will be some who eat of it. You know why? Guess what some will always do? Want to be God. You want me to really boil it down for me? Today, here'll be the decision to be made. You've heard today clearly that Jesus Christ is willing to save you. How many of y'all have heard that clearly today? You've heard it clearly. Now, let me ask you a question. So, on the day of judgment, if Jesus stands there and says, hey, let me ask you a question. Do you understand how to get to heaven? What are you going to be able to tell him? Yes. And if you decided to not receive him and be forgiven by him, what do you got to tell him? I chose to believe my idea over you. Is that not really the Bible? Some of y'all get offended when I pick on celebrities. Because here's how crazy you are. You believe they know more than you. Yeah, you do. You believe that. They don't know any more than you. Because on the third day of their death, guess what they are? Why wouldn't you listen to somebody who has historically been documented as risen from the dead? You go, well, how do you know that's true? Okay, let's play that game. How do you know that it's not? We got a 50-50 shot, don't we? Let me ask you a question. On the day of judgment, when he comes in all of his glory and all of his angels with him, what are you going to do on that day? We're going to do hold up a sign, God, you're not fair. We're going to do protest to him. You're going to tell him that you came from the wrong family. You're going to give 1,000 excuses of why you never followed him? I'll tell you one thing you're not going to do. If I hear any of that coming out of the mouths of anybody that attended Hillview, I'm raising my hand. I'm going to go, burr. Lord, not that I'm telling you anything, but they're lying. I didn't get a lot of things right, Lord, but I got the first step right. If you have sinned against God, you need God's forgiveness, and God has a name, Jesus. And he's the only way to forgiveness. So, Pastor Steve, what about Islam? Don't you believe in the five pillars? I want to be clear so y'all don't get confused. No. Now, guess what I do for the people who follow Islam? I pray for them, and I'm going to love them, because guess what Jesus told me to do?
Pray for them and love them.
Exactly right. We got a pretty cool faith. What does Jesus tell us to do with our enemies? Now, hold on. Just so you'll know that Islam and Christianity aren't the same thing. Does anybody know what Islam teaches them to do with their enemies? Oh, good. I'm glad you're aware of that. How many of you all understood there's a big difference between cutting the head off your enemies and praying for your enemies? Those are two different groups. I just want you to be clear. You go, why are you bringing up this Islam thing? I don't know. Since it's all over the news, you might need to be aware of it. What do you want me to do? Oh, by the way, the reason your family lost their head is because we lifted up a religion over God. Can Islam build mosques? Absolutely. That's the freedom of the United States. But no religion can tell another religion what to do. Make sense? Can Islam build mosques? Yeah, build all your mosques. I'm not scared of your mosque. Do your Allah Akbar. Jump up and down on your sickle. Not Harley, I'm talking sickle. You know what I mean? Your crescent. Well, you better be aware of that. It's here. And guess what I know most people are going to do? I hear some of you thinking right now, well, Pastor Steve, I know some people that are Islamic and they're really nice. Hey, I know some people that are Satanists and they're really nice. They're full-blown Satanists. Yeah, they worship the devil. They're nice. They got clean haircuts. They never cuss. How many of y'all realize Adolf Hitler never said a cuss word? Mm-mm. Never drank, Chuck. He, Adolf Hitler, be right there in hell with some of y'all. Going, I never had a drink either. When y'all get to hell, you're going to want a drink. I'm telling you right now, you're going to want a cold beer the day you hit hell. You know why it ain't going to work? Because you were so prideful that you could save yourself. Oh, I've heard that in Kentucky all the time. Pastor Ayers, I just want you to know I ain't never had a drop of alcohol. What do you think about that? I said, well, you'll burn a little slower in hell. You know, if you got alcohol in you, burn a little faster in hell. What you do, let me close, let me be clear. As our president would say, let me be clear. Without Jesus, nothing happens. And with Jesus, everything changes. So some of you today need to come and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need your grace. I want your plan. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my what? Sin. Pastor Keith, you've been with me several revivals. Pastor Mark, you've been with me on revivals. Have you ever seen God? Shane, you've been with me all over places in revival. Towns that we thought God wouldn't even go to, we've been to over the years. And when people came and said, Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins. Shane, you ever seen God refuse anybody? How many of y'all have ever seen God refuse anybody that repented? Me either. I've never seen God go, well, I'll tell you what, I would forgive you, but you're not a part of the elect. I've never heard that. I've never heard that at an altar. I've heard people cry out for the mercy of God, and every human being I've ever seen cry out for mercy, God has granted that mercy because the Spirit of God has drawn them to understand that Jesus is the only way they can be forgiven because God's got a plan that works out everything to the conformity and the direction of heaven. Does everybody get that? There's one thing we pray for every week here. I'm very upfront about it. I want everybody in this room to die and go to heaven. Are y'all okay with that? Amen. Amen. Pastor Steve, you don't understand what I've done. No, that's not the problem. The problem is you don't understand what Jesus has done. He has died on the cross to forgive us of all of our sin so that we might be loved and brought to heaven. Now, if you're going to live this way, it makes you crazy. You know why? Because you're going to love all people. Why? Yeah, I love people. You know, what about Muslims? I love them. Because what Jesus does to Muslims, loves them. So we don't need to fire off about them. We need to what? Love them. But, let me put a little clause here. You don't compromise Jesus to get along. You stand in Jesus to get through. Because did I tell you? You can be shaken, but not shook loose. Isn't that cool? Klein, you cannot be shook loose. What do you think about that? May be battered, but not shook loose. May limp, but will arrive. God wins. Not love wins. Love only wins because God is love. Human love doesn't win. It's not enough. God's love wins. We need to clarify that a little bit. That's a little confusing. Love doesn't win. Love doesn't win. God's love wins. That's the truth. Jesus wins. Because you and I can never love as God has loved us. Never. But in Christ, we can be a part of the plan that can never be shaken. Stand with me, pray with me, and expect God to do great things in this moment. Today, some of you came today because God brought you here today because God wants you to be saved. How many of y'all glad God desires that you be saved? If you have not been baptized, we are calling you because we love you, because guess what? We really believe that Jesus Christ would love for you to step up in obedience and be baptized. Why do I need to do that, Pastor Steve? I don't know. Let the devil know whose side you're on. How about that? Zach, you've just been baptized. Was it harmful to you at all? Here, feel your head. Is your hair still in? Good. You get to keep your hair after baptism and everything else. Some of y'all who are balding go, well, it helped mine grow back. Never seen that happen. Okay, so here's the deal. It's not a head cure, it's a heart cure. Amen. But it will change the direction of your destiny forever. Pray with me. There are going to be some people be saved right here in this moment, as there were in the last two services. I want you to pray right now. There are people that need to be healed. Guess what? There's a lot of folks in here. Guess what? Come on off in drugs and all that junk. It's been killing you. Let it go. We got a lot of people here at Hillview who have been cleaned up. Never thought they could change. God cleaned them up. That's cool. Okay? We're not here to condemn you. We don't believe in that. But we do believe in this. There is a Jesus that will save you. So you're going to hear about that all the time. You're not going to hear about a God that will condemn you. But you will hear about a Jesus that will save you. So if you're not into that, you'll get tired of this place real quick. If you don't love Jesus, it's hard to stay long. Because we don't talk about a universal God. We talk about a personal God named Jesus, who right now is calling some of you to say these words. Lord, I'm sorry I have sinned. And Lord, today I know you're God. You got a plan that works out everything. Lord Jesus, come into my life and forgive me of my sin. God will do it right now. He'll change you forever. Some of you today just need to come and say, God, I need to get real with my faith. Young people, please, we pray for y'all all the time. Listen, I just want to be this plain. Doing the right thing is this. I want to be who Jesus wants me to be in this day, so the next day will really be a day closer to what heaven will be like. God will put that in a generation. I believe that. That's what it means to honor God. Balcony, love you guys. Guess what? You can't get far enough away for the Holy Spirit to bring you forward. So, hey, we're just going to sit up here in the balcony and see if God will do something. Yeah, he did that. Zacchaeus was the first guy I know that got saved from the balcony. He was up in a tree, and guess what Jesus said? Come on down, Zacchaeus. Go into your house. Come into your heart. All right, let's pray. Lord, right now, you've searched the hearts, the minds, the souls of the people in this room. Lord, those who need to be saved right now, I just pray, y'all just step forward, and there are going to be pastors talking to you. Lord, we pray for those who need to be baptized, that they'll make that decision right now and say, I'm going to be baptized the next 2 or 3 weeks. God, we look forward to that. Be hundreds of thousands of them. We look forward to that. God, we pray giving you thanks, knowing that you are more sincere than anything else we see in life. So, Lord, I pray today that people understand this ain't a hype sermon. This is the truth. You do work out everything. Even the things that are painful and unexplainable, you work out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Still got great words. Come and believe. Follow him and be changed forever. These altars are open right now for you to come and pray, to talk. Pastors will pray with you. You can pray with your family members. If you haven't been baptized, let us know about that. If you want to receive Christ, we'd love to pray with you. These altars are open. The rest of you, just pray.